For the past few weeks, local artist Lynn Marshall Linnemeyer has been teaching an art class to four middle school girls. These girls are also refugees living in the ever-so-diverse Clarkston area. Through the Atlanta Photography Group, the class will present their work tomorrow in an exhibition called Juxtapositions. But making art was just one part of the class. They also discussed questions our country has been asking itself these past few weeks, like, what does it mean to be an American? We have Lynn here in studio to tell us about the experience. Lynn, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much. The project itself focused on the refugee population.
Yes.
And how the political climate may have affected the way that children were interacting and reacting, based on what was being said and what was being heard.
Indeed.
And really, that was my inspiration for doing the project, was, you know, some of the vitriolic language that I was hearing concerning immigrants. And so I wrote the project, which was funded by Alternate Roots, which is an arts activist organization here in Atlanta, and also the Fulton County Board of Commissions gave us a nice grant so that we could work and mentor the kids.
Very worthwhile. There were four middle school students. Unfortunately, none of them were able to come here today.
Yes.
For good reasons. They
Yes.
are very dedicated students. But would you tell us about their backgrounds?
Well, two of the children, their parents are from Somalia. And so one young lady came as a child. She was five whenever she came. And so it's been really interesting to talk to her about, you know, that process of being so small and leaving, you know, a home country and coming into another country. We didn't really try to focus so much politically with the kids. We wanted to just kind of understand where their head was, their thinking was, and just let them be normal kids, just let them, you know, be themselves, but to take them to different places, to expose them to different aspects of the city, because Clarkston is, you know, is a very small town. And so, believe it or not, it's right here in Atlanta, but it's still a tiny town. And so we went to several venues and explored different aspects of culture. For instance, we went to Truly Living Well Gardens to look at food culture. What does it mean? What is American food? You know, and what is the food of your indoctrinated culture? Because a lot of times people will come here and they'll eat American food, but they also have their own, you know, food and food ways. And so food is an interesting aspect to get into culture.
We have a clip from one of the students that relates to that. We're going to listen to the student whose name is Asma.
Yes.
Telling us about her experience with American food.
And when I first came to the apartment my dad lived in, I remember them having this small TV, and all my cousins were there. And they were like, hey, nice to meet you, hi, Asma, or something. And I didn't have to respond because I didn't know their names, and I didn't know English either. I remember my sister trying to speak English. She called someone a table. I guess she thought that was hello. I never really tasted American food till like a few weeks later, till they took me to Chick-fil-A or something.
That's not a bad place to start.
I wouldn't say it was bad. I honestly liked it. It was really good. I was like, wow, so no wonder Americans keep eating this stuff. And my sister was like, yeah, don't get fat off of it, though. I was like, okay.
Oh, nothing like imparting our fast food culture.
Exactly.
So would you take us through the classes you mentioned, going to the gardens and talking about food? What else do you do?
Yes, we went there, and then we went to a wonderful exhibition at Emory called Family Album. And the artist in that exhibit, it was a photography exhibit, he was a Tibetan-born artist. I don't want to mess his name up right now. But he's a Tibetan-born artist who actually moved to England. And so he examines pretty much the Tibetan-ness in culture through costumes. He was inspired by media and fashion. And so he looks at costumes. So you go into the exhibit and there are these huge cutouts of people from Tibet. But he has these signifiers that basically indicate that, you know, while they're in costume, they're these signifiers that kind of indicate a Westernness about Tibet. In other words, you might see a person standing with an iPad or other signifiers that really kind of look at more or less like came out or were born out of Western culture.
Gyatso?
Yes, that's it. That's his name.
Now, you mentioned two of the students were Somalian.
Yes.
And the other two?
From Guyana.
Okay. How did they react to seeing the Tibetan? Because one wouldn't necessarily think they'd identify. Mm-hmm. I mean, very different looking people from very different looking places. But did they zero in on the fact that these people are also from a different place than the Americans they were meeting here in Atlanta?
Exactly. Yes, they very much identified with it. The young ladies from Somalia are Muslim. And so, you know, Islam has its own, you know, way of dress for both men and women. And so there was an identifying factor there in terms of fashion. The two young ladies from Guyana, of course, are more into Western style dress. But I've noticed over the course of working with them that they're kind of adapting to even the Islamic forms of dress. It's the way we do things in culture. I mean, it's the way we do things in America, really, because we'll start out, you know, one person's dress soon becomes a part of another person's dress as we move about and interact. And so they were very open, you know, to what was happening in that exhibit and understanding, you know, what those signifiers were in terms of culture and where they're situated in terms of that.
I'm talking with Lynn Marshall Linnemeyer about juxtapositions and a class she's teaching through the Atlanta Photography Group with four middle school students. You are listening to City Lights on WABE Atlanta. We'll be back after a short break.
Support for WABE comes from Northside Hospital. Northside Hospital is bringing more quality health care closer to home with new medical centers underway in Marietta, Cumming, and Midtown Atlanta. More information at northside.com. And from Comcast Business. Designed for businesses that depend on the internet. Comcast Business Internet, Voice, and TV. Built for business.
You're listening to City Lights. I'm Lois Reitzis here with you and artist Lynn Marshall Linnemeyer, artist and teacher of a class with four refugee children, well, four children of refugees in Clarkston. And you are using art, photography, to work with these children on addressing some very serious topics such as what it means to be an American. Would you talk about the conversations you had with them and some of the conclusions the kids drew?
Yeah, I think what was really interesting in talking with the kids, of course, whenever we went into this project, the election had not happened. And so we were, like many Americans, expecting a very different outcome. And so the last meeting that we had, you know, basically kind of dealt with that. We've had conversations over the course of the weeks that we've worked together about political issues, but not, you know, actually just making the political the focus. We're really, my idea was to focus on the sameness that these kids had with any other kid in the United States or any other kid that would come here, what they would, you know, would experience. And so that was my focus, to deal with the sameness and diversity.
And What other things did the kids document for the exhibit?
They did their families. They basically did family life. You know, what was it like to deal with family life? The last, one of the last places we visited was the Center for Civil and Human Rights. And so that was important because they got a chance to really understand, you know, what the civil rights movement was about. And the fact that I had, you know, basically been a kid during that time was also important. And so I was really able to talk to them about how I felt and how they felt in going through this political situation. The kids are not as afraid or as I expected them to be after the election. I thought for sure that, you know, they would be, but they weren't. They were very sensible about it. They, you know, said that one young lady said when she woke up, she was afraid. And then she thought about it. And she thought, you know, that the government would protect her, that the government, you know, would not let her or her family be taken away and shipped off. But it's just the fact that, you know, people have these thoughts that are going through their head. I know I am with some of the appointments that have, you know, have been proposed. You know, it brings you back to bad memories, you know, that you are having to entertain these things again 50 years later. So,
but how impressive that you are able to heighten their awareness through your art.
Exactly.
Through giving them the means.
Exactly.
What kind of cameras did they have?
They had little point-and-shoot cameras that APG purchased for them, and they're not photographers. I didn't go into this trying to make them photographers. I went into this because I wanted them to have images that they could react to, and also so that they could have, you know, a means of expression either through interviews or, you know, so on and so forth. So it's really about using photography as a tool, you know, to get a conversation started.
And Lynn, just in the minute we have left, I understand that there's going to be an interactive aspect of the exhibit. Why do you have the photo booth?
Well, the photo booth is there for people to come and have fun and to also engage in conversation, to answer some of the questions that the kids had to ask, you know, about food, about global and civil rights, also about history, about dress. I mean, all of these things that are common things with, you know, that we have in common. So you'll be able to come and take a photograph. You can write on your photograph. You can talk about your family. But it's really done as a means to bring people together to start to have this conversation. And I'm actually kind of glad that it did happen. You know, I'm not glad that it happened, that the outcome was the way it is, but it's great to know that the arts can be a means of I hate to say escape, but a means of getting away.
And
to
unifying
really,
people.
Exactly, and unifying people. And it's a way to act, you know. So
amen.
So I think that it will serve its purpose, you know, tonight. And I'd like to invite everyone to come out and take a photograph and pin it on the wall. You can be a photographer tonight if you like.
Great. Lynn Marshall Linnemeyer is a local artist and teacher. The exhibition, Juxtapositions, is at the Atlanta Photography Group's gallery at 75 Bennett Street. That
yes.
Event opens?
It opens to Saturday at 6:30, from 6:30 to 9.
And you said tonight there's something?
Well, tonight there's a photo slam, which is at Gallery 972 in West End. So you can do a sneak preview of their work at that gallery.
I love it, a gallery crawl.
Yes.
Lynn Marshall Linnemeyer, thank you for joining
us. Thank you for having me.